What's going on, DFS Army? It's Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash K, coming to you for a little college football breakdown with Aaron Friedman, senior college football analyst. How you doing, Aaron?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Got a four-gamer. We have lots to talk about, lots of injury news that are going to impact this slate. And we're talking a little bit before show. You got a 3K special that we're not going to say on air. You're going to have to come over to DFS Army and use promo code Twitch to sign up, save yourself 20% off and get that gem. But that was a good find on that one. I really liked it. But we'll still break down the rest of these games and try to help you out to make some lineups tonight. And again, a lot of injury news for a small four-game slate. So if you want to dive in, we'll go game by game. We'll just start with the first one if you want.
Yeah, I mean, just have fun with the slate. Don't go crazy. The main slates on Saturday are always, less volatile, just with more games. So just have fun with this and don't get too serious because we have all the injury news that we'll go through.
Yeah, anytime you have a smaller slate, play less of your bankroll or play more tournaments than cash games. You know, a lot of people try to play cash games and everything. I do, but if you're playing – you know, whatever your bankroll is, if you're playing $100 on a Saturday, maybe play $20 on these 3 or 4 game slates. Just it's all about bankroll management to stay in the game. But with that, let's first start here with Syracuse at Louisville. We have a 55 over under on this game. Louisville favored by 19. So Louisville's got a 36.5 implied team total here. Syracuse with a 17.5. Let's start with the quarterbacks on this game here. Malik Cunningham and Dakobian Morgan. What do you think about these guys? Are they in play? Who do you like?
I like them both just because we're going to talk about some of the uncertainties later on, but these two guys are the clear starters for their teams. Cunningham, we've had a lot of interest in all season, and I feel of the – whatever you want to call the top tier today, I feel the best about Cunningham. Just he's a known commodity to us at this point. He's a dual threat quarterback. With Hawkins out, their star tailback Javian Hawkins opted out for the NFL draft. Cunningham got a season high 8 carries and he had a big gain. He got like a, cause he ended up with like well into the 100. I don't have the number in front of me, but he had a lot of rushing yards too last game. And, so I like him a lot. He's easily my favorite of the top tier guys.
I'm with you. I think the big news there, you hit the nail on the head there. With just the rushing upside, with the dual threat, you know, when we get to the highest priced guy, you know, Malik Cunningham is 9,300 on DraftKings, 10,400 on FanDuel, but I do believe he's the top guy if you're spending up. Just because when we get to the UMass FAU game, I mean, UMass not even score that game, so it's really hard to take a quarterback on the other side that that you know could be done by half. I mean, it's tough that. It's tough, but like Malik Cunningham with that rushing upside. And then like we get to Morgan here. I mean, he's only 5K on DraftKings, 6,400 on FanDuel. You have to have some interest there at that price point.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And it's one of these games where we know the quarterbacks are going to start. You know, like there's quarterbacks on the slate. We don't know who's going to play. So we know these two guys are definitely going to start. And I think that's important if you are playing cash games. You know, look at guys like this, especially at Cunningham that you know is going to be playing. We don't have injury concerns. Definitely a guy that I'll be leaning very heavily on.
I'll probably have about 70% Cunningham and then maybe 20 to 30% Dakobian just because he can. I mean, he can smash that. Louisville's not exactly the 85 Bears here. So.
No, they're not. No, I'm with you. I think I think you're right there. I mean, if you're, I think Cunningham's got to be a core play on the slate, and usually want to be 70-80% range on those core plays generally. So yeah, I'm with you. Let's head on over to running back. Like you mentioned there, with Hawkins opting out, we got Hassan Hall here on Louisville. He's 5K on DraftKings, 6,500 at FanDuel. Probably going to be pretty popular on this slate. You know, that's the running back I think you want with Louisville. What are you doing with him and the rest of that staff?
Yeah, I like Hall a lot. He last year he was second team ACC All-Purpose, and he got a – you know, he had 500 rushing yards last year. We've played him a lot in not a lot, but a fair amount in fantasy over the past couple of years. And so I like him a lot. You know, he has the game script going for them with Louisville, a big favorite. We saw with Hawkins opted out to the NFL, we saw Mitchell look pretty good last week. He had 89 yards, and Berkeley, who led the team with 12 carries. I think they take – I still see it as a timeshare, but I think Hall is the bigger part of the timeshare here. And even at 5K, he still offers a lot of value.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he's going to be the popular one. And, you know, we're looking at Berkeley and, like, we were talking about the prices and stuff, even if it's a timeshare. I'd much rather take the cheaper guy that I feel a little more comfortable with, you know. You know, Berkeley's priced up. He's 6,100 on over on DraftKings, like a 6,000 over at FanDuel. I think that's just a little bit too much for me. Like, I would much rather take Hall, and I think that's the play. What about over on the Syracuse side with Sean Tucker and Kurt?
I like Tucker. I think he's it's a good price. It's not, I'm not afraid of this defense. And he's, in past years, they've really had a lot of timeshares, but Tucker seems to be the guy here. He missed the week three game, and then he came, or not the week three, the third game. And then he came back last week for Boston College. I like him. I think on DraftKings you could play both of them, the two backs together. But on FanDuel, I would probably pick one.
Yeah, FanDuel. I mean, we can just play the two, and you're just kind of limited. I think you're right, and I think I would lean Hall, but they're priced so similar. I think it's like one of those things, if you're making multiple lineups, throw one in one and one in the other one. But they're just too cheap. I mean, Tucker's 5,400 on DraftKings and 6,900 on FanDuel. And they can both probably have that 3X with 4X upside. I mean, I think it's a good game where you could play both of them. But I always kind of want to lean. The one thing we talked about with Cunningham is maybe he'll steal some more of them carries on the Louisville side. But I think they're priced – really fairly.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's jump right on to the wide receivers here. And who do we like here on the Louisville side with Fitzpatrick, Smith? Just getting other love besides those two?
So here's our first injury piece of the day is Tutu Atwell, the star receiver for Louisville. We just need to double check that he's out. I'm leaning that he doesn't play.
I'm projecting he's out, but yeah, I'm with you. We have to double check. It dictates these wide receivers for sure, because he's a burner, man. He's a stud if he plays.
Fitzpatrick's the guy, and I think he's he had 8 targets to lead the team last week. He's my favorite of the bunch. And 4,800, I think, is pretty reasonable. And he's low 7Ks on low 7Ks on FanDuel. So I like him a good amount here.
Yeah, I mean, 4,800, 7,200 on FanDuel, 4,800 on DraftKings for Fitzpatrick. It just feels like all these pieces are too cheap, you know? Like, everything we go by here, it's like you can – don't be afraid to play, you know, a couple of these guys together. Just due to price, they could definitely get there. You know, Braden Smith to a 3,500 on DraftKings. Again, way too cheap if we do get Atwell out. 6,200 on FanDuel. Those are the two wide receivers I would focus on. I really wouldn't look at any of these other guys. You know, I think those are the two that are going to do it. And again, they're just way too cheap, and especially on DraftKings. So over on the Syracuse side, you know, Taj Harris, Anthony Quealy, Johnson, or any of these guys that you're interested in at all today?
I like Taj Harris a good amount. I think he's even cash viable. He's really their only threat right now. He's usually good for around 11 targets or so. And he's basically the guy in this offense. And it hasn't mattered. They're on their third quarterback now, and it really hasn't mattered who's been in there. He's generally produced. So he's probably my he's definitely my favorite receiver on Syracuse.
Yeah, I agree. I think you can make a case for Anthony Quealy, but I would much rather play Braden Smith on the other side for $100 less on DraftKings. Taj Harris, you know, 5,100, you nailed it there with all the targets. 7,700 is a little pricey, but again, I think it's fine. This is a game you can easily stack up and feel comfortable with it with the prices and get in a few other pieces. You have to love the prices on these guys. I mean, and again, it comes with a lot of injuries. You know, and we have to watch the Atwell news. So again, if you're not a DFS Army VIP and you're not in those chat rooms, sign up there and use promo code Twitch. Head on over, get that 3K special. Aaron's going to drop today on the cheat sheets, and we'll definitely be on top of the injury news all the way up until the last game locks. That's something that you definitely get with us. So with that, let's just move into the next game here. We got Purdue at Minnesota. This game, again, has some injury news. This game's got a 60.5 over-under. Purdue right now favored by 0.5 points. So it's basically a pick 'em. 29.5 implied team total. So basically 30 points each here, applying team total for both of them. This should be a fun game, man. I mean, I know you and I are both kind of Big Ten guys. You know, growing up in Illinois, you're Northwestern. I've been not so fortunate with my Fighting Illini for as long as I can remember. This should be a good game, man. Like, overall, talk about this game a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Purdue opened up. It opened up pick. It got up to around Purdue -3, and now it's back to around the pick with the quarterback uncertainty. O'Connell got banged up, I think, a few weeks ago, and it seems like he's like trying to tough it out. Like, he didn't look that great in the Northwestern game last week. And the interesting thing about Purdue football under Jeff Brohm is they've gone every season he's been there. This is year four for him. They haven't finished the year with the same quarterback. They've always used multiple quarterbacks, and
that's kind of crazy to think about.
It looks like, again, we could see it's possible Jake Plummer could go if O'Connell's not healthy enough to start tonight. Jake Plummer's the backup. He actually start. Wait, Mike, is it Jake or Jake? Jake, I know Jake was the NFL quarter. Jake,
right? It's Jack Plummer. Yeah. When he said that, I'm like, Jake, he's still playing. Yeah, it's Jack Plummer, and he's priced at $6,200 on DraftKings, where O'Connell's $6,600. So it's one of those situations where it's kind of nice, where if you did get the news and you did have a bunch of O'Connell, you can just slide all those lineups down to Plummer if we did find that out. So I do like it when sites like that will make the guy that should be starting more expensive, and that way you can just easily slide him in. That's a fair price though, man. I'm kind of leaning he does play, but again, it's another piece of the puzzle that we just have to have that news and that certainty, because it's if he does play, we know how putrid that freaking Minnesota defense is.
Yeah, and Purdue quarterbacks have been pretty much plug and play ever since Brom got there. Like O'Connell like didn't miss a beat after he filled in for Plummer last year, and now it could be the other way around. So I mean, yeah, just absolute heavy interest in whoever starts here. The good thing is I have a feeling we'll get the news right before lock, because the game is half an hour after lock, and then Purdue has good reporters and they'll be on the field. So
that's one thing we got to mention too. It's not the action. We're not getting screwed over by like the teams. When you get a Purdue and, you know, in Big Ten, there's a lot more people that follow them, and the news reporting is way better. So we should have that news, like you said.
But so the quarterback for sure, heavy interest.
I guess Morgan on that other side with Minnesota, you know, we know they're an extremely heavy run team. I can never get excited about Morgan ever.
Yeah. Like,
and especially on this slate where I think we have way better options. He's, you know, 5,800 on DraftKings. I think we talked like we talked about in the Syracuse game. I think I'd rather just go down to other Morgan, you know, for cheaper. You know, he's 7,500 on FanDuel. I just would rather go down to Jacobian Morgan, or, you know, like we'll get to the Air Force game. If we can figure out that, I'd rather go one of those guys. So I won't have a ton of Morgan, I'll be honest with you. But if O'Connell's playing, that's a price he could smash, you know?
Yeah.
Let's head on over to the running back situation here. I mean, we talked a little about Minnesota. We know they're a run-heavy team. What are you doing with him? I mean, 9,700.
So this is a way better spot than last week. If a lot of people were burned by Ibrahim not coming close to hitting value, like, so be it. I'm going right back to this guy. So the best Big Ten rushing defenses, or at least the ones in the Big Ten West, are Wisconsin, Northwestern, and Iowa. So Ibrahim's going to struggle against teams like those. But I mean, here's another great spot, maybe not as good as the spots where he put up 40 burgers, but there's no reason he can't get 30 here. So this is a better spot than last week, and he's been priced down. On FanDuel, Ibrahim was 12K last week, and now he's 11-2. So I like getting the discount, and this is a very good spot. Not a great spot, but a very good spot for him.
Yeah, I mean, 9,700 on DraftKings, 11-2 on FanDuel. I think we have enough value. He's by far the best running back on the slate. We'll say that almost every time. But I think we have enough value that we can slide him in. Like, I don't think it's hard like in some of those other slates. And then the more teams that we get, and being a four gamer, it's a little bit easier to slide guys like that into, because we do have more value pieces. And again, that 3K special, I'm pretty excited to see who that is when you unmask him as well today. That opens up a ton too. If you can ever find a guy like that can get some runner touches. On the other side, what are we going to do with the Purdue back, man? Or Mathis? Horvath.
Yeah, Horvath. He's a big dude, like 6'3", 240. I believe he came there as a linebacker, and now
he looks like one when he runs. I mean,
yeah,
he's a big boy.
So Daruu basically hasn't played, who is the presumed starter going in, and Horvath was going to be like the change of pace back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the he only had 10 carries, but I feel like he was on the field. So, oh yeah, he had a lot of targets. So,
which is odd because if you look at him, he reminds me of like this big bruising fullback or one of those big running backs from the 90s with those big shoulder pads. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't come across as like a running back of today where they're just burners. Like, I mean, he's just going to crush you all day long. I mean, it doesn't say he can't break one off, but he's a grinder, man. I mean, you're paying for him though. I mean, that's the one thing. It's like, when I saw his salary, I'm like, last year that dude was never over 5K. Like he was about that. Am I right or wrong? Or do I don't?
No, no. Yeah. He was,
I mean, he was never that expensive, and seeing him at 8,200 on DraftKings, 9,400 on FanDuel. It's a pretty penny, but I still think he's a top three running back on the slate. You know, I mean, he could get there for you, especially without. Okay, how about this? Would you like him more or less if O'Connell played?
I view it as the same, just because I don't know. I really see Purdue quarterback as just like plug and play, who's ever in there. You know, is going to run the Brahm offense. It's not like, I don't think they have like special packages based on who's ever the quarterback. I like him a little better on FanDuel where there's more punts, including, have you seen Plummer's price?
Yes.
Yeah, there's more punts on FanDuel where you can, you get a cheap quarterback and a cheap receiver, and then you can pay up at the rest of the spots. So it makes it easy to pair Ibrahim Horvath on FanDuel versus DraftKings. While there is some value, if you're playing Cunningham, Ibrahim Horvath, you're basically pinching pennies for the rest of your lineup.
It's tough because on this slate, and let's just transition right into the wide receiver situation here. Again, I think we have the top two quarterback or top two receivers on the slate, and David Bell and Bateman. I mean, and again, they're pricey. You know, Bell is 8,500 on DraftKings, 9,100 on FanDuel. Bateman's 8K. on DraftKings, 9K on FanDuel. Now, again, I did hear some other things going on, but what are we going to do here?
Bateman, I'm making a core play on FanDuel just because there's
that's a fair salary on him, man, because he's been up to 10Ks almost every slate we've played him on.
Like I love the 9K on FanDuel. 8K is still in play. I almost treat him like a third running back. I like him a lot as a flex play on DraftKings because he's getting 48% of the targets. Like, you know where the ball's going.
Right.
Even if Morgan's having a down year, Bateman's so clearly the guy here that he does offer a floor, even as a flex play on DraftKings.
I'm with you. I mean, he does. He's shown it all year long. I mean, do you have any interest in Autumn Bell, 4,500 on DraftKings? I mean, it's just like we seem to talk about him, you know, each week and. He's 6,600 on FanDuel, 4,500 draft. He just priced at that point where it just teases you to play him.
Yeah. There's a lot of good receivers between maybe 44 and 5K on DraftKings, and he's definitely in that pool I'm interested in. Especially if you want to, I do like a few of the cheaper Purdue receivers. So it's like, if I was picking one, I'd rather go Bateman just because I think there's other value pieces in the Purdue offense, and Minnesota's so concentrated.
Yeah.
But Otman Bell is he's frustrating, but
it's extremely frustrating. But I think on a four-game slate with – I think there's value. Like, I wouldn't – don't play him in cash games because I think there's way better value that you can get. He's always got to be a tournament option just because I think he could get there. And especially in a close game, maybe we see more of his ceiling in a close game like this where they'll have to do it. It's that's the game I'm watching tonight out of all of them. If you're going to watch one, that's the game to watch, you know, in my opinion. It'll be the most competitive, and, you know, it'll be a fun game to watch. And hopefully O'Connell plays, man, because I want to see these guys play against each other. Let's just dive into the next game, man. Let's go over to, you know, good old – how did this game – like, I mean, it could have might be a three-gamer, man. UMass at Florida Atlantic. This game's got a 51 over-under. Florida Atlantic favored by 32.5. UMass has a implied team total of 7.5 points. 7.5 points. We might as well just jump into this, man. You know, Posey, he's the most expensive guy on the slate at the quarterback position. He's 10-2 on DraftKings, 10-7 on FanDuel. What are you doing with him when we got Cunningham a little bit cheaper? I mean, and UMass here, man. I mean, he could be able to do whatever he wants to against this team.
I don't know. I was just so caught off guard when I saw that price. I mean, 10-2 is what we paid for, like, Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts and Tua. You know, it's like to pay 10-2 for a guy who's had one good game is a little ridiculous, but – again, it's still – you have to respect the implied team total.
Right.
So I'm leaning to have around – so I'd have Cunningham around 70%. I'd have Posey around 20 to 25%.
I'm leaning more – a little bit more like 30 to 40, but I think you can't – Cunningham should be a guy that you own more – just with the situation that's going on, because Posey could easily smash. I mean, it's just they can do whatever they want to against this team. Like, they should be able to do whatever they want to.
Yeah,
and it always worries you playing a quarterback like this. Hey, I want to take a little time out and say thanks to Hoffbrow, man. He gave out 5 Twitch gift subs. Really appreciate Hoffbrow, man. Thanks, brother. You've been around for a while, man. So I want to say thanks to him. Let's dive back on the other side. UMass. Are we going to talk about any UMass guys? Like, are you going to play any of these guys? Like, they're cheap. I mean.
Yeah, they are cheap.
4,700. Are you doing it?
I don't think so, just because you can grab Morgan for.
That's the thing. 300 more, I can play Jacoby and Morgan than Wilcock. Like, I don't see the need to do it.
Interesting guy is Josiah Johnson. He's a 3K punt. He's like a tight end. This is like way off the deep end, but he's a tight end, like backup quarterback kind of guy.
Let's see. Josiah Johnson, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
3K, yeah. That's not the 3K special, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. Correct.
Not him. He's just bringing out another one. That's not the 3K guy. So if you're wondering, that's not the 3K guy.
That guy caught my on FanDuel, but I guess he's basically near minimum on both sites. just if whatever, if the game gets out of hand and he gets some snaps, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking to me, you got to be 150 deep to even think about a guy like that. So that's not a 20 max or a single entry play, just for you guys that are building. Before we jump to wide receivers, though, let's dissect this running back situation here, especially on the FAU side. Davidson, 7,700. James Charles, 4,700. Emmons, 3,600. What do you do with those three guys, man? I mean, like, do you have a splash of all of them? It's hard. It's very interesting because when your implied team total is that high, and you know Davidson should be the main guy, but if they get up a ton, it doesn't mean those other guys can't crush in the second half for dirt cheap. Like I think this would be me if I was gonna run it, and I had one rule, I wouldn't run Davidson with Posey at price. Because I think if Davidson smashes, then Posey's probably not going to get there completely.
Yeah.
And I have no problem running Charles or Emmons with them because they're cheap. But when you're talking 7,700 for Davidson, 8,300 on FanDuel, I just would rather go Ibrahim and Horvath if I'm going to play a Posey, because I'm thinking if Posey smashes, then I run those other two guys. I don't think Davidson's going to hit a ceiling if Posey does go off. So I think that would be one rule that I would set, would be that. But I don't know. Do you got any interest in these guys at all?
Not a ton, no. I think for most people it will be their lowest exposure game on the slate.
I will have less Davidson than I will of Charles and Emmons.
Yeah. Emmons is nice.
3,600 is just too cheap, man.
He's probably my favorite play, maybe even in the game.
Yeah. 3,600, you don't need a ton to get there. I'll have, again, more Charles and Emmons. And then if we want to talk on the UMass side, I don't think we need to. You can run any of these running backs, man. Merriweather, Cole. Is there anything you want here? I think Merriweather's only 4,500. But I don't think – I just think they just get so smashed and blown out. Like, I would much rather play Emmons and Charles on the other side for
– yeah.
You know, I just don't see it. I think you just X out this whole damn team, and it wouldn't hurt you or burn you. Let's just jump over to wide receiver. Are we doing anything here? TJ Chase, Jordan Merrill, FAU, are those guys excited?
I don't know. With him running so much, it just takes so much away. I liked Chase last week, but then he only got one target. So,
and do they really need him? That's my thing. It's like, yeah. I think in this whole entire game, as you can, you know, play Posey, play some of the cheap running backs on FAU and just move along. Like, act like this game didn't even exist and it wouldn't hurt you. UMass, you got any interest in these guys at all?
MLS is getting – he got 8 and 6 targets, but I think there's other guys in the 4K range, so that aspect makes it challenging.
It does. I think there's better plays. And again, if you think they're going to, if they're not going to score over 7 points, I mean, on DraftKings, I think they're more viable if you're going to do it, you know, unless it's 4K there. But on FanDuel, where you need touchdowns, don't play these guys, man. It would be DraftKings only. And you're hoping that they just catch enough balls to hit value. I just don't see them winning many tournaments. So, I think we just jump right over to this last game of the night here, Aaron. Like I said, that's kind of a dumpster fire game. To me, it shouldn't even be on the stinking slate, but it is. But let's head over to New Mexico at Air Force. We got some news here. Of course, this is the last game of the night. 55.5 over under on this game. Air Force favored by 9.5. with the implied team total of 32.5 for Air Force and 22.5 for New Mexico. Got some injury news here that were, you know, again, on both sides of the ball at quarterback. What are we doing with this pickle of a game at quarterback? Like, what are we leaning? Do we even care about the Air Force quarterbacks? Are we just in a holding pattern? It's a massive team total. We know they run the crap out of the ball. So do we want anything with Trey Hall on the Lobo side, or do we
I have some interest in Trey Hall. I think he's a good player. He had a bunch of offers from bigger schools. I like him a good amount. And the nice thing is everyone will be like so scared to play the quarterbacks here that if you I don't know, like if you do like 5% of each in your MME, then you know they're easy pivots. And
I think this is when to get overweight on guys when people do get scared with situations like this. And if it's going to depress his ownership on a guy like Hall, which if he was healthy, I think he'd be a top three quarterback on the slate. Would he not? At least top four. So go. I would either do one or two things on this. I would either just fade it completely or go overweight and hope that his ownership is depressed where you're smashing him. So I tend to leave a little more aggressive when I play, so I would rather go overweight on a guy like Hall. The other guys, like you said, the good thing on DraftKings with Daniels and Bryant, what I would do is I would build all my lineups with Daniels on DraftKings at 6,800. And for whatever reason, if Bryant played over Daniels, then you just do an easy swap into Bryant, which makes life a little bit easier. And I believe over on FanDuel, they've been doing a really good job at this. Yeah, they're both 8,200. So you just build it with whatever. If you want to play one of those running backs, Bryant or Daniels, and then whoever's playing, you just plug him in. I'm with you. I'd rather play Trey Hall over the Air Force quarterbacks, though. Let's jump to running back. This is always fun with the old Air Force when they put everyone in the backfield and run their wishbone and, you know, who's getting the ball. I think we can kind of dovetail a little bit on one of their wide receivers, though, that could be playing in the background. We talked a little bit this offline with Brandon Lewis. That's a great price, you know, $4,600 on DraftKings. But what about these running backs that are slated as running backs for Air Force? Jackson Robinson. Do you got any interest there?
So I'm leaning that Jackson will play. And you have some interest. $5,200 is a pretty good price.
Now I got a question for, I don't want to cut you off, but if Jackson plays, will that's where Brandon Lewis would take over, right? If Jackson was out, isn't that the position he was going to take over?
If Jackson plays, then I think they'll use Lewis as more of a traditional receiver.
Right. That I wanted to get that clear for people. Like if Jackson played, then Lewis is not going to go and kind of take over his spot in the backfield.
Yeah. He's still a decent play, I think. I feel like I'd have more interest in Jackson than Lewis at just the 600 difference.
Yeah.
But yeah, Robinson, he didn't play the first two games when Jackson was there. So if we hear that Jackson is in, then he's not vital to me.
He's not, but at 3K, if you have a sprinkle of him, and again, it's tough because it's the last game of the night. Yeah. So he's 3K on DraftKings, 6,100 at FanDuel. It's a tough situation, man. I always have a hard time with these service teams because of how they run the crap out of the ball. and you don't know which guy's going to go off, it's really hard to peg, you know, where the production's going to come out of any of these service teams. So, yeah, I think for me, it's more just the Jackson news. So if I was going to run any Jackson, he would be in my flex spot. And then if he was out, then I would just slide in all the Brandon Lewis to him because he's a little bit cheaper. And I think that's how I would handle the situation and not really worry about any of these other guys too much. Maybe Robinson, I guess, if Jackson is out at 3K. But again, it's the last name of the last game of the slate, and we already have a 3K guy that we kind of like better earlier. It's going to be really hard. So in 150 lineups, I'd have him, but if I was running 20, I don't think I would touch this situation. But what about Bobby Cole on the other side with the New Mexico Lobos? Is any interest there at 6,500 on DraftKings, 6,700 on FanDuel? Much better price on FanDuel. That is a little too pricey for me on DraftKings.
Yeah, FanDuel, I have some interest. I don't think I can go there on DraftKings with, you know, wanting to get like studs at other positions.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to go there on DraftKings. I don't think I'll have any of him at that price. There's just too many other guys that we would look at.
I think Cole's cash viable for FanDuel.
On FanDuel, if you're not going to spend up and play, you know, the two studs in the Minnesota Purdue game, then I agree. I think at that price, if you want him and then some stud wide receivers, there's a lot of ways you can go in this four gamer. There really is. I kind of like that where there's no set cash lineup. Like here it is, just play this. But let's head over to the wide receivers, man. Not super exciting, but you know, we got a few cheap options that again, I think we could look at. You know, we got Logan Green here at 5K for New Mexico. Jordan Kress, 5,900. I don't want any part of that. But what about Andrew Erickson, 3,900? That's kind of a cheap tag on him.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. He's more the big play guy. So,
yeah, you don't expect him like the volume to just, you know, get peppered with targets, but if you took someone to the house at that price, you're not going to be hating life too much at 3,900.
Yeah. Logan Green, I like a lot. He's really cheap. He's only 6K on FanDuel.
On FanDuel, I like him a lot more than on DraftKings. I think he's fine on DraftKings at 5K, but on 6,100 on FanDuel, to me, that's like your cheapest. It's almost a free play when it comes to price wise for a decent guy on FanDuel. Like there's guys you can get tight ends that are cheaper, 4,500, but generally you don't tend to play guys under 6K that often. And I think he's a fantastic play over on FanDuel. I mean, that's dirt cheap, man.
Yeah.
Like we talked about a little bit about Brandon Lewis on the flip side. You know, he's 7K over at FanDuel. I don't know if on FanDuel, would you rather play if Jackson was out? Would you rather play 7K for Lewis or would you rather pay 6,100 for Logan Green?
That's funny. Well, one of our VIPs, Tide High, asked me this very question in our Slack chat, and I like Logan Green for the discount because I think his game script's independent of the injury news versus Lewis. He still has some floor regardless of what happens, but you don't have to worry about the injuries as much.
I'm with you. I think that's a great, you know, way to look at it, and especially if you're playing a cash or single entry team. I would definitely lean more that way, like you said, at price, especially on FanDuel and DraftKings. Like we said, there's a plethora of guys in this 4K range where I think I prefer more, especially the first game. The Louisville-Syracuse game has just a ton of cheap guys that I just feel more comfortable playing. But it should be a fun four gamer, man. Aaron, you got anything else for the viewers out there before we call it a day?
No, we'll have you know, check us out for our content today and tomorrow and for every other sport.
Yeah, we got them all. Again, head in there if you're not a VIP member. Get that 3K special Aaron's going to drop in his cheat sheet tonight. Promo code Twitch. I will be dropping projections here within the next hour. And it should be a four-gamer. Again, you got to be glued to the news tonight. It's an exciting four-gamer with all the news. A lot of things can change. But with that, head on over to DFS Army, and we will see you in Slack. Appreciate you, Aaron. See you guys.
The best coaches in the game, we really ain't playing. We regroup up in the Slack chat where the coaches debrief. We be piecing these puzzles, occupy the chunk of the pie. Ain't no lie when we hit the block, helmets casket is top. You be seeing helmet after helmet, helmet after helmet. First place, second place, fifth place, eighth place, 12th place, 15, 16, 20. So many helmets, you got blurred vision, we got too many. Ticket tech, oh man, they got us fucked up. Army, regroup. We pledge always to have that edge. We don't fire warning shots. Competition just dropped. We locked and loaded before lock. Whatever the time, yeah. Do you even correlate?
Being the best requires a willingness to outwork your competition. There's always someone smarter, faster, sharper, more naturally gifted.